Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. I know he hasn't been here in a couple of years. We've missed him. But he's back, folks, and he's better than ever. John Bradbury, folks, managing partner of Entrepreneurship Performance Labs, Entrepreneurial Performance Labs, ELP, folks. That's his brand, and he's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and we've learned so much from him over the years, and we're looking forward to another installment of that wisdom. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
Really, it's good to have you. Yeah, good to have you back, as always. You're always welcome here. So John, when 2008 happened, a lot of people thought that a lot of people said, "Well, just wait till the startups get going again. You know, that'll bring the economy back." And I said in 2009, I said, "Well, that's not what's going to happen." I said, "Entrepreneurship's going to take a hit for a while, because of the way equity is, with the way small businesses are capitalized." And that came to pass for a few years, but it's really ramping up in the last 3 or 4 years. Startups, entrepreneurship has really ramped up, hasn't it?
It has, and I would include in that definition entrepreneurial leadership in larger organizations. It's never been easier to start a business, or at least try to start a business. And we've talked about how hard it is to actually succeed at times. But it's also, there's never been a greater need for entrepreneurship and innovation in mature organizations. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting lots of requests for help, not only from the people trying to get started in a business, but from folks who've been in business for a long time, trying to break out of old patterns.
One of the oldest topics I've talked about on the show here before is not just about being an entrepreneur like you and me, John, but building an entrepreneurial organization. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Right. And you know, people get a little crazy about all the disruption and change and the pace of change in our world. And I know you've written some great stuff on societal change and technological change and how that impacts how you do business. But as you and I have talked about in the past, there are some universals that never change. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit of a paradox when we talk about helping people think more entrepreneurially. Sometimes we're helping them get back to some basic fundamental business principles, like focus on the marketplace, understand your own role and how you need to change over time and be a learning machine. I noticed Joanne was talking about that. Joanna was talking about that last segment.
Yep, absolutely. And being always learning. If you're not learning, you're going to become irrelevant, because your customers sure are learning, aren't they?
That's right. And another thing that's never changed is you can't overcome. You have to stay on top of the numbers. You know, math rules the universe in business. You'd have a great product, a great set of clients, but if your business model doesn't make sense, you're not going to be able to grow a healthy business. And so those kinds of fundamentals have stood the test of time, and I believe they always will.
Well, you know, one of the things that the way I've been describing this, and I'm working on an article on this right now, is it's not old school, it's not new school, it's the school. Fundamentals are not old school, they're the school. And I worry about this, John. You may have a better finger on this pulse than I do. I'm concerned that the young entrepreneurs who don't like old things, they do not like history, they don't like anything over 48 hours old, and I'm almost not joking about that. And I worry that because when I talk to my millennial employees about fundamentals, sometimes their eyes glaze over. And I try to say, hey, guys, this will be true when you're my age. This isn't old school. This isn't dusty old history. This is the school. What do you think?
I totally agree. I love that. The school. I mean, when we work with clients who are usually dealing with lots of complexity, at least in their mind, we just focus on four things. The founder, which is you or the business owner, the market, what we call the math story,
yep,
and execution. Can you execute? Can you make it happen? If you do those four things right, and we've looked at this across the world, businesses of all sizes, if you do those four things right, your odds of success go up dramatically.
Market, math, execution, folks, the wisdom of John Bradbury. He and I will be right back after these messages. I know you don't want to go away now. You know what you're in store for coming up. Straight there and stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.